Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. Although Wall Street marketing agencies are world-renowned for developing catchy jingles and slogans for iconic brands, and millions of dollars are thrown their way to come up with such things, on occasion we scratch our heads and say, what the heck were they thinking? Throughout history, looking back on decades of products and their promotions, there are classic streaks of brilliance and occasional bouts of idiocy. Jingles like plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief. It is the Alka-Seltzer historic jingle, and Where's the Beef, which belonged to Wendy's, are ingrained into our brains like the simple math we learned in elementary school. One can actually ascertain the age of another by what jingles they know, along with iconic TV show theme songs and their lyrics. Of course, along with brilliance comes the occasional blunder. When Coca-Cola went about announcing it was changing its formula, known as the New Coke, we thought, why are you messing with a drink that has been as successful as Coke over a century or more? It's not like people were stopping their purchases of Coca-Cola and complaining they lost their taste for it after 100 years of the concoction. Far from it. Coke was still the number one selling brand, and still is, of course, and somehow Coke thought it could do better and announced it was changing the secret formula. That decision quickly became a head-scratcher, as iconic as the drink itself. After widespread backlash, Coke backpedaled and initiated damage control, scrambling to preserve the century-old taste by reintroducing a drink called Classic Coke as an alternative to the new one. New Coke eventually went into the history books as one of the most historic marketing blunders of all time. After Coke wiped the egg from its face, it dropped the whole campaign 16 years after it started. Fast forward to today, and now Budweiser enters the spotlight, a delicate situation to be sure. During March Madness, the popular college basketball tournament, Bud Light partnered with transgender TikTok celebrity Dylan Mulvaney, in which the iconic beer company sent a Bud Light can with Mulvaney's picture on the cover. Mulvaney posted the sponsored announcement on her then 1 million viewership Instagram channel with commentary. Soon thereafter, Nike entered the controversy by hiring Mulvaney to advertise their sports bra and leggings in what appeared to be a hastily thrown together video of the trans woman working out in Nike gear in what appears to be a backyard. No matter what one's view of the campaigns, there is no arguing the backlash from conservative groups has been notable. The old adage, any advertising is good advertising, certainly is in play, and no doubt there are multiple conversations in corporate boardrooms right about now as to whether to tip toes into the controversial pool that is Dylan Mulvaney or get the hell out. Observationally speaking, we are in new territory here. Can a company profit from such a notoriety as promoting a view that so angers a good portion of its customer base, yet generates such widespread coverage? Does the obvious kickback by a loyal customer base outweigh the attention such an advertising campaign generates? Difficult questions for sure, and I have no idea whether the gamble will pay off in increased revenue for either company or result in a fireball of plummeting sales in protest. At the date of this newscast, when I wrote it and recorded it, although neither company is commenting, it is rumored sales of Bud products are on the rapid decline. Whether all this will eventually blow over or if the iconic brands will suffer significant damage from all this remains to be seen. What I do know is there's certainly going to be one winner in all of this. Dylan Mulvaney is gonna make a fortune. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only, as not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, or represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors, 1979, and California Insurance License OL34249. My website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti.